My interview with Michael Jackson was conducted in the green room at WEBN's broadcast complex near Cincinnati. Present during the interview was a rabbi, a mullah, someone from Beverly Hills named Kabbalah, or Kabbalah, and Michael Jackson's former attorney, Mark Garagos. Michael, how are you feeling after that bout with the flu?
I don't feel good.
Oh, well, you're a trooper to do this.
I'm really hurting. I wanted the public to know that I was okay, even though I was hurting.
I gotta say, you don't look good. You look pale.
White as snow.
Well, if you gotta puke, use the little boy's room. You know where that is, right?
Sure, it's right around the corner there.
You've been there.
It stunk so bad.
I know. There's a bunch of slobs working here. It's disgusting.
There was doo-doo feces thrown all over the walls.
Tell me about
it. The floor.
I usually end up just holding it in.
It's okay.
But I know you're busy with a court case coming up now. And so first of all, you and I know each other so well.
Yes.
You promised to sit down, talk about some of the really awful things that are being said about you. Things that both you and I know are being misunderstood, a lot of innuendo, so to speak.
Yes.
I got some photos here.
I don't think I want to see it.
Oh, come on, these are great. This picture from right around the time you recorded your masterpiece Thriller. What year was that? 1982. This brings up the question of the plastic surgeries that some people still insist.
I would never do anything like that.
Right, but let's look at this album cover here. With your dark chocolate skin and your beautiful nose, that curly hair. That's so cute. This one's from Off the Wall, which was what, 79 or 80?
That's not Michael Jackson, I'm sorry.
Well, who is it?
Someone else.
Uh-huh. Well, now we see this one, which is you as well, but looks very different.
That's not me.
Yeah, that's you. That's me there with you. This is the picture Mr. Garagos took just a few minutes ago.
What time is it?
It's a quarter after three.
Because I'm hurting.
You'll be out of here in a second, I promise.
You'll be out in a second. You'll be out in a second.
Michael, come on. You're talking to Al here. I'm not going to...
another 10 minutes added on. Then another 15 minutes added on.
I promise. We'll do this very quickly. My son Alvin took some pictures. God, last time you saw him at the Reg, he was about, what, 12? I know you've had many children up there.
Many, many, many children. Thousands of children. Bring on the children.
Do you remember Al Jr.?
One of many.
Yeah, but Al was a really, really cute kid. He's 27 now.
God.
Anyway, Al has some great photos of you, some great memories that are just so precious. You know, one of the things that he talked about was this platform bed you had.
Yes.
Way up high.
I have stairs that go up to my bed.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Bring on the children.
Yeah, I guess you guys would sleep together in the bed up there.
Well, what's wrong with sharing your bed?
Well, nothing. Absolutely. No, he remembers how warm and cuddly it was.
Sure.
Very, very sweet. You know what else he said? He said you smelled really good. And he said you had these little games you played. You had some private parts, pet names.
I call it my giving tree.
Your giving tree.
Yes.
That's cute. And you played some kind of game.
Twist the tree.
Yeah, he told me about that. Fun time.
You have to climb a tree. That's part of boyhood. You just got to do it. It was so beautiful. It was magical. That's why I love sex so much.
Yeah, well, now you see, this is what the whole thing's about.
And you loved it.
Fun with the kids. Mark?
I think most people get it.
Well, I get it. But again, you know, there are some people saying, you know, how does it look?
How does what look?
Exactly.
You know, and...
You got the big court thing coming up. You're on the stand. Talk to the jury one-on-one. Here's your shot. Go.
When I see children, I see sex. That's what I see. That's why I love sex so much. Yes, sex with the child. Because I wanted to have a place to do those things, you know, and so I create my world behind my gates. We have sex and enjoy it in a fun way. Yes. And it's not just, remember something, sex.
Well, there you go, Michael. Thank you.
Sure.
For setting the record straight. I know I feel a whole lot better.
Of course.
I think I can speak for the whole country, you know, maybe the entire world, and say, I understand you. I get it. Right, Mark?
Most people get it.
Exactly.
I'm done.
I think you are, Michael. All right. From the green room with Michael Jackson, this is Al Vitale, WEBN Sports.